Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 11th and the whole week ahead. Actually, it's the whole fortnight ahead because there's a full moon in Virgo tomorrow. And so it starts today, the build-up and the preparation. What's it mean to you? Well, it means a chance for you to consider your future options. It's long-term views, long-term prospects. So if something's not been working in your life, quit. Whilst you're ahead. Here's your Sunday stars. The full moon's in Virgo. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's in your 11th house. It's about your hopes, wishes and dreams being fulfilled. And in many ways, this full moon is just what you need. A full moon is the end of a cycle. So if certain things haven't been working, then let them go. Don't try to flog a dead horse. This is a chance for you to release yourself from anything no longer working and move and sail ahead to new climes and new things. Here's your Monday stars. Mercury's going to move into Aries. That's your sixth house of anything to do with health and work and business too. Mercury's particularly good for business. So the next few weeks, if you want to start a new business, if you want to begin a new job, anything like that, then Mercury will help you. At the same time, if you're in a job or a business that you're enjoying and want to go further, Mercury will help you. But you've got to look around to see how you can help yourself to help your prospects. And here's your Tuesday stars. With the moon in Libra squaring your ruling planet Pluto, wow, you've got to be so careful. I mean, all kinds of things, from paranoia to obsessions to envy to jealousy, they're all floating around. You may not even be aware of it, but you've got to be careful of backstabbers today. Oh, and if you're thinking of doing something rotten to someone, what comes around goes around. And here's your Wednesday stars. As the day goes on, the moon will enter your sign. But be warned of the opposition to Mars, because he can be very angry and can be itching for a fight. And that's the problem with your stars today. So in a relationship, for instance, it could well be that you might mistake passion for something negative when it is actually something positive, if it is used properly. But it's certainly a hot day in more ways than one. Here's your Thursday stars. I love the link between the moon and Neptune now. It is tender, it's compassionate. If you're the kind of Scorpio who wants to help those worse off than yourself, then this is a lovely aspect. You see, when you get the moon and Neptune working well together, you get this great feeling of altruism. And that's what's so lovely today, is giving of yourself to somebody or a cause unconditionally. And here's your Friday stars, a difficult aspect between the Sun and Saturn, especially if you've had problems that have manifested over money. What it really means is it's being held accountable for your actions. It means you have to take a more responsible line, especially when it comes to cash. And also when it comes to anything connected with friends or family or even your love life. But at the root of everything is money, and a need for a more responsible approach is very necessary.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.